You're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Centre. For more information, visit www.lmc.org.au.
I didn't know what it was like. I'd never really been in the hospital except to have babies. I had five of those. I almost didn't make it for a couple of them to the hospital. I mean, and you know, you're just there one night and gone. So this was a tough one for me. After the doctor made a mistake, it was 4 days before they examined me. They just waited. I'm not quite sure why, but they waited. I think I know, but they waited. So by the time they discovered what happened, I was almost dead. And they're rushing around, taking me to two more life-saving surgeries. They woke me up in the middle of those back-to-back surgeries because I was dying during the surgery. And the anesthesiologist begged me to stay. You know, I told him, I felt my spirit leaving my body, and I told him, don't be upset when you roll my body out of here, because if that happens, I'm going to be in a wonderful place, and my family will know where I'm at, so don't be upset. Don't be so upset. And then I remember telling him goodbye, but I didn't get to see angels' wings or light at the end of the tunnel or anything. It just got dark, and then I just heard those sounds in ICU. Do you call it the same thing here? Okay. So time goes on, and weeks go on, and I'm still sick. And that first hospital stay was 30 days, and I left really weak. I was very swollen. By then, my kidneys weren't working at all. I wasn't even of an operation on my kidneys, and at all, everything was just awful. I needed a heart procedure. So let me just say this to you. It got really, really low at the end. I moved in the middle of it. I had to stop these. I had 9 surgeries in less than 3.5 months. And in the middle of it, my new home was closing. My lease was ending. So I had to tell the doctor, stop. But can I please stop all these surgeries? I need to move to another state, because on top of trying to survive and not really, part of my thing was I couldn't figure out what happened. You know, but I've learned something. I could spend the rest of my life trying to figure out what happened. Don't do that. Get your eyes on your assignment, on your destiny. That's exactly what the enemy would like. That's exactly what the enemy would like, for you to just get your focus off of your destiny and off of God, trying to figure out why things are happening and why things are this way and why things are that way. So I'll just tell you, I did everything I know to do to keep my eyes on God. I had 12 months before this happened to me, exactly 12 months to the day, the Lord visited me so precisely and strongly spoke to me that I needed to read my Bible more. And he was asking for a lot more, an almost impossible amount. And you know, I want to say this to you. If I can read my Bible that much, you can too. I'm not that smart. I'm not that great of a reader. It was a little scary for me to make God a promise like that, because my background's old-time Pentecost, and I've got the fear of God in my heart. And I know better than to make a promise to God if I can't do it. So I promised him that I would do that. And I was reading the Bible through every 18 days for that year before this happened to me. Thank God that I heard the voice of the Lord. And thank God I was full of the Word of God. Let me just insert a little something in here for you that could totally change your life, totally change your walk with God. This big book, when you think about reading it through a lot, it looks really big. But if you read, in the United States, a sixth grade level is 250 words a minute. That's a kind of slow reader. If you read 250 words a minute, you can read this Bible. It has 790,000, 700 and 90,000 words in it, approximately, King James does. And if you read it 250 words a minute, figure it out. You can read this Bible in about 60 hours. Most Americans watch that much TV in 2 weeks. You probably have a TV problem here too. Maybe with you it's a month, I don't know. But even if you watch 60 hours worth a month, what if you did this instead? It would change you. What if you read half that much? What if you just read half the Bible a month? A quarter of it. It'll change you. And if you just start reading every day, if you're not reading every day, that one thing in this service, that one piece of advice, that one thing you must do, will totally change your life and your relationship with the Lord. John, in the first chapter in that gospel, that chapter tells me, "And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us." You want to know Him? Here it is. It's so easy. Works for everybody. You open it up and you just start reading. If you don't understand it, I say this a lot. You may not have understood the molecular structure of what you had for breakfast this morning, but you ate it and it worked. If you do the same thing here, just read it. Just read it and read it some more, and I promise you it will work. It works for everybody. That's the way God made things. For me, it saved my life that I responded to God. Thank God, thank God. It would be better for me today, probably, if I went to heaven. I'd be having more fun than now. But this is a lot of fun, and I get to fulfill my destiny. This way, I get to fulfill my destiny. So I do remember tough times. And took about 4 months to eventually get out of the hospital. Once I moved, I went right back into the hospital. And the whole total was about 4 months before I was actually released from the hospital. And it took 7 months of rest. Now, I learned a couple of things. And I want to tell you a couple of things that I learned during this. And then I'm just going to start playing my violin a few songs and ask the Lord to show His presence strong and heal you and encourage you and speak to you. If you need direction, I'll ask Him to give you direction. Just ask Him, "Lord, what do I do?" You'd be surprised if you just try how amazing the Lord will answer. Well, one thing I learned, I've already told you, don't get stuck on why me. Don't get stuck on that. That's exactly a plan from the other side, from the opposite side, that you need to be listening to. You need to go forward. You need to not look back. That was a big lesson for me. The other lesson is this. The Word of God is really, I mean to tell you, it needed to be the final authority in my life. I could believe God much easier for all other people, but it was a little harder when I was in that hospital bed myself and the doctors would come in day after day with bad news. That was a challenge for me. So the enemy would tell me, I'm sure he's told you the same thing that he told me. He said, "It works for everybody else but you. Everybody else got healed that you prayed for, but you're not going to get healed. You're going to just die and go to heaven." Well, one thing I'd always tell him, you know, this is a win-win situation. If I go to heaven, I win. If I get healed, I win. So there. Either way, I get healed. Okay? So I didn't really let that upset me, like, oh my God, I might not get healed. Oh, the doctor says I'm going to die. Oh. You know, I was okay with either way. But let me tell you something. This word is really true. When it says, "By His stripes you're healed," that's the truth. Well, then you might say, "Well, LaDonna, Why is this tumor still here? I can feel it. That's, you're saying that by his stripes I'm healed, but I still have a tumor? I can feel it here. Okay, what's the final authority in your life? By his stripes you're healed, or I feel a tumor? Is it the book or your body? You see, I learned that I needed to decide what I believed. And I'm changing my example for you in Australia. This is not a trick question. In fact, I already know the answer. I know who discovered Australia. I do, I know that. His name was Hook. That was his last name. What was his first name? Captain. Oh, his name was Cook. I thought it was Captain Hook, you know, from Peter Pan. His name was Cook. I thought that's where we got the Peter Pan character from. He discovered Australia. All week I've been here, I thought it was Captain Hook. Okay, well, it was Cook, Captain Cook, okay? So you know that. Or that wouldn't have been funny. I couldn't persuade you. I couldn't persuade you that it was Captain Hook, could I? I couldn't persuade you that. Well, you see, some of your bodies are persuading you that by his stripes you're not healed. Oh. It's hard to make sense of that. You have a your body's contradicting the word of God. We need to decide who the final authority is on this. Do I live by this book? Do I really believe it? Or do I believe my body? Well, so I don't think there's anybody old enough here to know, to have seen Captain Cook discover this great country of yours. I don't see any hands going up. You didn't see that, did you? How do you know that? You read it in a book. And you really believe it? Like that? That I couldn't persuade you that it's not true? I had to figure out that nothing could persuade me that I was not healed. It was hard to breathe. I was very swollen, even though I was only 89 pounds. One day, the water weight would be huge. I looked fat, and the next day, I would go down to skin and bones. It didn't seem like by his stripes I'm healed, but I knew that was the truth. Once again, in the Gospel of John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. This book is my final authority in my life. It is. That's just it. So that's another thing I learned. I learned that the Word of God is true. Now, I'll tell you what happened. The day that I felt death in the room for about 10 days. I mean, it was like there. And I felt my body getting weaker and weaker. I was losing weight very quickly. It seemed in this natural world like things were, I wasn't going to fulfill my destiny. It looked like I was going to go to heaven. The doctors gave me up, said 50-50 chance we're just going to wait here. They didn't know what to do next. There was another surgery they could do. They could remove my colon and give me a plastic bag, but I couldn't survive that. I was too weak, so that wasn't an option. The only option was to wait. They would take a picture every day, and it would look the same every day. I got a phone call, and it was from a dear friend of mine that read me a sermon. It was a John G. Lake sermon, and this is what she read to me. She said, a beautiful lady sat down next to Brother Lake after a church service, and said, Brother Lake, would you please lay hands on me? I have arthritis. It's terrible. The pain is so bad. Please, I know if you lay hands on me, Brother Lake, I will be healed. And he said, I can't do that, dear sister. I see Jesus in your eyes. I see him all over you. surely you're saved. And she said, of course I'm saved. I love the Lord. Brother Lake said, there's a problem. She said, what is it? And he said, you have him imprisoned as your savior, and you need to open prison doors and let him be the healer of your body. That woman knew she was saved. She read it, she believed it, she experienced it. She took her salvation by faith. There's some days you might not feel saved, but you are. But you are. You see? So, my friend read me the sermon, and I thought to her, I know he's my healer. I thought that. Now, I'd had high-powered pain medicine for 6 weeks every 2 to 4 hours. So I'm pretty, when I heard the sermon, I was really, you know. Inside, I'm thinking, why'd she read that to me? But here's another thing. I respected this woman, and she told me God told her to read that sermon to me. And I know her, and if she said God told her, then God told her. So I started asking God about it when I hung the phone up. And I said, you know, God, there's something in this sermon. I'm going to apply what I can see in this sermon. I'm going to say and I'm going to proclaim that if there are any prison doors closed in my life that keep you from being my healer, I open those doors and I proclaim that you are the healer of every cell of my body. I said that all day long until my throat was scratchy when I laid down in the bed that night. And I remember mumbling that as I went to sleep. I remember particularly laying my hands up high in the bed. I was so close to leaving, I cannot tell you. As soon as I fell asleep, a telephone rang, and it said, LaDonna, is that you? And I said, yes. And he said, this is John Kilpatrick, your pastor. And he said, God told me to call you and tell you you're coming out of that bed, you're coming out of the hospital. And then he said, today you hit breakthrough. I knew when it was, when I started proclaiming that Jesus was the healer of every cell of my body. And I made a decision to believe that. It didn't look like it. I was still 89 pounds, but I knew. And I knew if God told my pastor, now I respect him enough, if God told him that I was coming out of that bed, I took it. I absolutely took it. You see, a prophetic word in God's time can compress time. Where the doctors say it would take 2 years, God can compress it with one word, thus saith the Lord. And then he said, today you hit breakthrough. And then he said, close your eyes and go to sleep, and when you wake up, it'll be a new day. When I open my eyes every morning, X-ray is there to take a picture. My tummy was about this big when I laid down. When I woke up, it was about this big. Something had changed. The X-ray showed that my body was coming back to life, that everything here was coming back to life. It was 5 hours. It took 5 hours. Once I made the decision to take the word of God and hold on to it, and once I knew that I was healed, time became compressed. That's the bridge of faith that takes us into God's time zone. That's what happens when the gifts of the Spirit start working. But that's also what happens when you decide to believe this book. When you make a decision that he is your healer. I have seen so many people, pain leave their bodies. Even tumors leave. Even deaf ears open when they make the decision that Jesus is my healer. My body is not the final authority in my life, but that word of God is. My brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, I know it's not easy. But neither was it easy when you sat in the first grade and tried to figure out how 2 + 2 = 4. But there was a moment that you got it. There it is. In the name of the Lord, you'll get it. By his stripes you're healed. And that's the truth. That is the truth. He is the truth. The word of God is the truth. And we know it as well as we know we're saved. As well as we know we're saved. So those are the things I learned through this. But I've learned now, I'm not looking back. I'll tell you my story. I'll tell you what happened. But I'm not here for one thing except to glorify God. Not the enemy, not how strongly he attacked me. Because I should not be traveling yet, according to the doctors. Time was compressed when I chose to believe the word of God. I was dismissed at the end of April. I was told I probably wouldn't travel a full schedule until next year. And obviously, here I am. So there has already been a month when I was only home 4 days. Started traveling full time in August, a little bit in July. So, and really, myself, I wanted to go right away. The Lord instructed me to stay home in June, in May and June. And I needed to gain some weight and some strength back. Wow, it's ready to go. I'm telling you, I'm absolutely a walking miracle. The doctors are shocked. You don't need to ask me after church what medicine I'm taking. I'm not taking any meds. I had to take antibiotics for the first few weeks when I got out of the hospital. So much damage had been done. But I'm telling you, the Lord has done an amazing miracle. I will say this to you. I'm stronger physically than even when I was in my 20s. I can go upstairs faster than when I was in my 20s. I can walk further. I can run faster. Jesus is my healer. He's my miracle worker. But you know what? It's not just for me. It's for you too. I'm seeing him absolutely. Since this happened to me, I have seen that I know of, and I'm sure there's more, 6 surgeries that have gone wrong. One lady had an unsuccessful surgery in her back, and they had actually cut, by accident, the end of her spinal cord off. The woman had been in pain since 1987, and in 20 seconds, Jesus healed that pain.